time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Ethan Staples. He is the warehouse coordinator for the Carbon County Food Bank. And you know what? There's actually a lot going on down there that we're going to talk about donations and if they need them or if they're good right now. The community garden is getting ready to start being harvested, and they've changed their pickup schedules, and it's just great news for everyone involved. Ethan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's quite an honor to be here.
Let's talk about the food bank, and we were talking off the air. You guys are pretty good right now.
We're pretty good. We still accept donations, but we're doing very well, very healthy, giving out a ton of food.
And what areas does this food bank kind of serve? You said there's separate food banks in other counties, but you guys kind of coordinate with all of them. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, that's how it works. Right now, we're serving the Carbon County Food Bank. There's a food bank down in Castledale as well, one down in Grand County as well. And we all kind of get together as the Southeastern Utah local governments and discuss and communicate as to what each other needs.
And so if you need it, you can kind of move things around and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're talking? All right, so let's talk about the community garden that's down there. You guys have been doing this for quite a while, and you started this year's community garden. You said you started working on it just a couple of months ago, didn't you?
Yeah, just a couple of months ago we got started. We tilled up the ground. We put in a few plants just recently, and we're excited to see how it grows.
And you're also at this time, what kind of vegetables and things are you growing in there?
We're growing a lot of sweet peppers, some corn, some zucchini, potatoes. There's a few rows of potatoes, tomatoes. Those are very popular and growing really rapidly.
And you were saying that right now you're looking for volunteers. And what kind of volunteers are you looking for? What kind of help do you need down there?
We need a lot of help with weeding and especially harvesting when the time comes. It's a lot of work in the hot summer days. Just not enough people there to do it.
And you know, the one thing is, in this, especially in this area, there are plenty of people out there that enjoy gardening. Mm-hmm. And maybe this year they didn't build as big a garden as they usually do, but those are the kind of people that you're looking for and the kind of help that you're looking. Now, do you guys have a certain time that you do it, or how does that all work?
Not at the moment. We are currently are doing it from 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock. Usually Tuesday through Thursday is when we're usually out there. We may get together on Saturdays on some days, and there's more information on that. You could call Julie at 435-613-0065 if you have any questions on that.
Or if not, just show up and volunteer, right? And what's
yes.
the address there?
The address
garden?
Is 3375 South Carbon Avenue, right behind the giant BDAC building.
And it's right there behind that building off of Carbon Avenue, and it's a lot of, if you enjoy it, you can go out and have a great time, and plus all of that food and everything just goes to the food bank, right?
Yes, a lot of it goes to the food bank. Some could take it home if they need to. Really, it's a community garden. It's what it's there for.
All right, so you've got that coming up that's going on right now, and then another thing that you had told me you guys have changed is you don't need an appointment anymore to come and do food box pickups, right?
No, we are no longer requiring appointments. We still need paperwork when you come in, but we don't need appointments. We don't need you to be scheduled to come in. You could just come on in and pick up your food.
All right, so what are the hours that you guys are doing pickups now?
We are doing pickups from noon to 2 p.m., Tuesday through Thursday.
Okay, and then if you guys have any questions or anything about how the food bank operates, you said there's somebody there that can answer calls
yes.
starting at 10. Now, is that Tuesday through Thursday as well?
That is also Tuesday through Thursday, and the number for that is 435-637-9232.
Okay, so much is going on down at the food bank. It's good to hear that you guys are still getting donations, and you've got plenty of donations and plenty of food to go around. If anyone is wondering, you know, how the food bank works, if they qualify and those kinds of things, is that a question that Julie can answer as well?
That is a question, but we'd actually prefer you to call the office too, because they can have the paperwork right there.
Okay, and what was the number once more time for the office?
One more time, 435-637-9232.
All right, Ethan, you guys have got it all figured out over there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Things are going really well. Once again, if you're interested, if you like gardening, and if you enjoy that kind of thing, they need the help down there. It's getting time to start harvesting some things, Ethan says, and weeding and all that good stuff that goes part of gardening. Plus, you know what? If you need it, you can go down and get some of the vegetables and some of the things like that that they're growing down there. Ethan, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today and talk to us. One last time, if anybody is interested in volunteering, let's give them Julie's number so they can call and talk to her about it all.
One more time, the number is 435-613-0065.
All right, that is Ethan Staples, the warehouse coordinator for the Carbon County Food Bank. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.